بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى he mentioned in his book الأدب المفرد. He mentioned continuing the discussion and mentioning the narrations with regards to the right of the parents and being kind to them and nice to them and obeying them and having good manners with them. He said, رحمه ta'ala, بَابُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَيْهِ فَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The chapter about whoever was alive with his parents and he did not enter paradise. Meaning that this is a great calamity and that this person has failed. And this is a very sad circumstance and a bad situation for that child to live with his parents and his parents grow old while he's alive and he still does not even go to Jannah. There's a hint here, and we have seen before likewise, that from the greatest rights that Allah has given the people, the right of the parents, the mother and the father, and that obeying them is something beloved to Allah, and those who do that which Allah loves, then Allah will admit him to his paradise and to his mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, we have seen that the deeds are not all the same. Some deeds are greater than others. Some good deeds are greater than other good deeds. What's the greatest good deed? ما هي أعظم الحسنة؟ The best deed. التوحيد. The best deed is التوحيد. أعظم الحسنة التوحيد. أفضل عمل على إطلاق التوحيد. Because no other deed is accepted without it. It's the foundation and the fundamental. لا إله إلا الله. And every other foundation and fundamental and every other issue in the deen is based upon that deed. And the one who does not bring it توحيد, then he's a loser. And he has nothing. But likewise, there are other deeds that are great as well, and from them, obeying the parents. And on the other hand, the sins and the actions of disobedience, they're also not all the same level. We have seen there's major sins and there's minor sins. Naam, and also a good thing for a believer to know is that the bad deeds, if they become great, they can remove the good deeds. And the good deeds also, if a person strives hard, they can be a means to remove the bad deeds. So it's a competition in this life to strive for one's soul to do the good and to keep the bad deeds off of him. And to remove the bad deeds with sincere repentance and by doing good actions. From the greatest means and from the greatest deeds that Allah loves to remove the other bad deeds from him, obeying the parents. So the one who obeys the parents, even if he has some mistakes or some shortcomings, but that great action of obeying his parents will be a means to help him enter paradise by the permission of Allah. بَابُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَيْهِ فَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The chapter, the one who lived with his parents while they're alive and he did not enter paradise. Meaning what such a loser that person would be. The author, he mentioned a chain of narration to Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and he says, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال راغم أنفه راغم أنفه راغم أنفه. What does that mean? راغم أنفه means لسق أنفه برغام. May his nose be in the dirt. May his nose be in the dirt. May his nose be in the dirt. Three times. May his nose be in the dirt. Raghima anfuhu, raghima anfuhu, raghima anfuhu. They would say this for somebody who is a loser. Raghima anfuhu doesn't really mean to put his nose down and put his face in the dirt. But just like how some people, whenever, especially the arrogant people, who don't remember the blessings of Allah and they think that they're really good. Whenever they think they have a whole lot of good things, what do they do with their nose? Put it up in the air really high. They walk like this with their nose in the air and they think they're better than other people. Huh? But also the people, whenever they have been belittled, what is a way to for them to be belittled? For to put their nose in the ground and put their face in the dirt. Like this. But it's just the meaning that the Arabs, they used to say, رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ, meaning may he be disgraced. Doesn't really mean put his face in the ground and his face in the dirt. Naam? But what does it mean? The one who his face is in the dirt, what does that mean about him? He's disgraced and he's belittled and he's a loser like this. And he's a loser like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying this now. May his face be in the, may his nose be in the dirt. Meaning this person's a loser. He's a loser. May he be disgraced. Ragima anfuhu, ragima anfuhu, ragima anfuhu. What do you do whenever you hear this? What do you think the companions they said right now? Radiallahu anhum. Huh? If somebody came to you right now and said, may he be disgraced, may he be disgraced, may he be disgraced. Hmm. What are you thinking now? Huh? Who may be disgraced? Whoa, who deserves this speech? Huh? Qalu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, men. They said, oh Messenger of Allah, who are you talking about? Men. And who should be disgraced? Who should have his face in the ragha and the ragham? Al ragham is it turab? Naam? And the, who should be disgraced? What did he say? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man adraka waridayhi indahu. الكبر أو أحدهما فدخل النار. He said, the one who his parents grew old with him, or one of them, and then he entered the hellfire. And he made this person be disgraced. May he be disgraced, may he be disgraced. Who is he? The one who his parents grew old with him. He lived with his parents until his parents became old. Or even one of them became old. And then he went to the hellfire. Meaning this man, he must be a serious loser. No matter many of the shortcomings that he has, if he would have just taken care of his mother and father and been kind to them and obedient to them while they're old, then this would be a means for him to enter paradise and for his sins to be expiated. So we see that this is the great this is a great encouragement from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be nice. And to be kind, to be obedient to the parents, especially if they get old. And this is something that requires even more effort, because whenever the parents get old, they become very needy. Sometimes, many times, whenever the parents get old, they become weak and they can't see well, or they can't hear well, or they can't move well, and they require a lot of attention and a lot of care and a lot of help. So the one who sacrifices his time to take care of his mother or father and whenever they're elderly and whenever they're old and whenever they're needy. And also sometimes old people become grumpy, and they're nice to them even whenever they're grumpy, or even if they're not grumpy but they're nice. In any case, they become old and then they take care of them and look after them. This is very, very pleasing to Allah. And this is a means to enter paradise. Spending on them whenever they're old and in need, and taking care of them and helping them. All of this is a means to enter paradise. And the one who his parents grow old with him, but he does not enter paradise, meaning he did not take care of his parents and he did not look after them and care for them, then this is going to be a reason for him to be punished and for him to go into the hellfire. Ayyadan billah. Ayyadan billah. So the one who falls short in taking care of his parents, then this is a reason from the reasons of entering the hellfire and being punished. And being punished. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, another chapter, and we continue reading the chapter. We skip a chapter. He says, بَابُ لَا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لِأَبِيهِ الْمُشْرِكِ. We're going to read the title chapter of this chapter. The chapter that... Huh? One will not seek forgiveness for his father who is a mushrik. The one whose father is a mushrik, meaning he's not a Muslim, then he will not ask Allah to forgive him. What's the next chapter? We understand that? Somebody who has a father, or even a mother likewise, they're not Muslim, then they cannot ask Allah to forgive them. If they die upon Islam, they cannot ask Allah to forgive them. If they die upon other than Islam, they cannot ask Allah to forgive them. If they die upon other than Islam, then they cannot ask Allah to forgive them. طيب, before we read what he mentioned, the next chapter, what does he say? بَابُ بِرْ الْوَالِدِ الْمُشْرِكِ. The next chapter right after this, he says, rahimahullah, the chapter of being kind and nice and obeying the father or the parent that is a mushrik. The parent that is a mushrik. So this is also a great benefit that we understand and remember that fiqh al-Bukhari fi tarajimi, that the understanding of Bukhari, he has put it in the chapter titles. So we shouldn't misunderstand, okay, if the parent is a mushrik and he dies, you can't seek forgiveness for him. That's after he dies. But as long as he's alive, you have to do what? You have to obey him. And that which is obedience to Allah, and that which is permissible. And you have to be kind to him. And you have to be nice to him. So therefore, all of these understandings or all of the meanings that we have studied so far with regards to being nice to the parents, being kind to the parents, obeying the parents, all of this is required for the mother and the father, even if they're not Muslims. Even if they're not Muslims. This is the point the author is making here. We have discussed something about this, but now the emphasis is on this issue. Even if they're not Muslims, one would still have to obey them and still have to be kind to them. And still have to help them. And still have to take care of them even if they become old. Now, but if they command the child to do something that is haram or impermissible, he will not obey them in that. But whenever he disobeys them with kindness and in a good manner. With kindness in a good manner. So we see the chapter that one will not seek forgiveness for his mushrik father. Seek forgiveness for him. Now, and the Bukhari, he mentioned a chain of narration to Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma. And he said, with regards to the interpretation of the statement of Allah, the interpretation meaning tafsir. We know Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, he is from the greatest of the scholars and the greatest of the companions with regards to understanding the tafsir of the Quran. Who? Abdullah ibn Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua for him. Naam, he made dua for him. Allahumma alimhu al-ta'wil. Allahumma faqihhu fid-deen wa alimhu al-ta'wil. Oh Allah, grant him understanding in the deen and teach him the interpretation of the book. This is from the supplication of the Prophet for Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. He has a nickname from this understanding too. The nickname of Abdullah ibn Abbas, what is that? Who knows his nickname, his laqab? Turjuman al-Quran. Turjuman al-Quran. Turjuman al-Quran meaning the interpreter of the Quran. He has this title. He is the interpreter of the Quran. Radiyallahu anhuma. Naam. He says with regards to this statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahuma uff. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. He said with regards to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, that means, and if one of your parents, one of them or both of them become old while you're alive, then do not say to them even oof, like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, even to say the word oof, like this, that's what I mean, oof. It's like, oh, I don't want to do that. And do not say to them, oof. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not be rude to them or harsh to them, but rather say to them, قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Say to them, قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. What is al-qawl al-kareem? Al-qawl al-kareem is a statement that the child will make to show honor for the parent. He will speak to the parent in a manner that shows that he is honoring and respecting him. This is how Allah has commanded the child to speak to the parent. Al-qawl al-kareem, al-qawl alladhi yadullu ala al-ihtirami wa ikrami al-waladi liwalidi. Naam, that shows respect. The child, he speaks to his parents with respect in a nice voice like this. Naam, and then lower the wing of humility for them out of mercy and say, oh my Lord, have mercy on them just as they have raised me whenever I was little. Ibn Abbas, he said about this verse, رضي الله عنهما, فَنَسَخَتْهَا الْآيَةُ الَّتِي فِي بَرَاءَةٍ. This verse has been abrogated by the verse that is in Bara'ah. What is Bara'ah? At-Tawbah. Ahsanti. Chapter At-Tawbah. Naam. Mumtaz. It's also known as Bara'ah. It has another name too. Who knows it? At-Tawbah. It's known as At-Tawbah because it's mentioning of the Tawbah of the three who stayed behind. Ghazwat al-Tabuk. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhum and the other three that Allah accepted their repentance. It has that story. Also, it's mentioned Bara'ah because it begins with the Bara'ah min Allahi wa Rasuli. Naam? Min al-Mushrikeen. But it has another name too. Al-Fadiha. Al-Fadiha. The exposer. Because in this chapter, Allah exposed the hypocrites clearly. And they say, and they say, and they say. Meaning about the hypocrites. Naam? It's called Al-Fadiha. In any case, Allah mentioned in this chapter, Bara'ah, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِي وَالَذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. That Allah, He mentioned, it is not allowed for the Prophet nor for those who believe to seek forgiveness for the mushrikeen, even if they're the nearest of relatives, after it has become clear that they are from the people of the hellfire. So Ibn Abbas is saying here that this verse in Bara'ah, it abrogated the verse in Al-Isra that has preceded. But what he means by abrogated, meaning not that it has meaning that it has wiped out entirely, but meaning that it has mentioned a specific ruling or clarified, it's called a takhsis, to specify that ruling. So here it's in general that you should, if your parents in Isra, what does Allah say? What should you say to your parents? You should lower the wing of mercy to them. You should say good speech to them. And you should make dua for them. وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. This is the part he's talking about. He said this part right here, this was before. Now that ruling has been removed. And abrogated. Because Allah, He said, and do not seek forgiveness for the mushrikeen, after it's clear that they are from the people of the hellfire. So, what this means, to simplify so we understand, making dua for their parents like this, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَنِي صَغِيرًا, this stands with rights, with regards to the one who has a parent that is Muslim. The one who has a parent that is Muslim, this is what he does, and he asks Allah to have mercy on them. Whether they're alive or even after they die, he continues to ask Allah to have mercy on his parents. As for the child who had a parent that died upon disbelief, yadin billah, then he will not ask Allah to have forgiveness for them or have mercy on them. He will not ask Allah to have forgiveness for them or to show mercy to them. Now, after it is clear that they are from the people of the hellfire, meaning after they had died without accepting Islam, yadin billah. So this is the point that the author is making. This is the point that the author is making. That from showing the kindness to the parents and obedience to the parents and respecting the parents is that one says good words to them and he's kind to them and he makes dua for them. But if they die upon other than Islam, after that there's no dua for them. After that there's no dua for them. If they're alive and they're alive upon other than Islam, then he will be kind to them and nice to them and help them and spend on them and take care of them. And he will make dua for them likewise, for Allah to guide them, and for Allah to open their hearts to Islam, and for Allah to grant them success to see the truth, and the likes like this. Okay? Then after this, Al-Bukhari, he mentioned another chapter. He says, Babu Birr al-Walid al-Mushrik. Now, to clarify, he said, Rahimahullah, the chapter of being kind and obedient to the parent that is a mushrik. The parent that is a mushrik, meaning a non-Muslim, meaning a pagan or a polytheist. And that's a general understanding. And the disbelievers, they all fall under this category, associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. So the author, he is clarifying now that you can't seek forgiveness for them after they die upon disbelief. But as long as they're alive, there has to be obedience to them and kindness to them. Even if they're disbelievers. And we continue with this chapter, reading the narrations that the author he has mentioned in the class to come, insha'Allah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.